You're listening to Kinship Radio. I'm Ryan, and today I have the privilege of speaking with Tom Wetzel. He is on our board of directors, the Kinship Radio board of directors, and you serve as the treasurer, Tom. I'd like you to tell us a little bit about yourself and your role on the board.
Well, hey, Ryan, thanks for allowing me to come on and talk with you today. I am a veterinarian by trade and practiced in veterinary medicine here in southern Minnesota for quite a few years, more than I like to even tell people. So I'm semi-retired now, and I live in Cleveland, Minnesota, which is in the northern part of our southern Minnesota area that we have for our listening audience. And I've been on the board now for somewhere between 20 and 25 years. I've lost a little bit of track of it over the years of how long I've been with the board. But it's been a great experience. And yes, I am the treasurer now of the board at Kinship Radio.
The reason I'm talking to you is the fact that Kinship Radio is celebrating 40 years of ministry this year, starting in 1983. What really excites you about this milestone?
Yeah, I think longevity is a cool thing, and especially when you see growth happening. And that certainly has happened over the 40 years from where the roots of the station are to where they were until where they are today. And at the same time, it's not just about numerical growth, you know, about stations and coverage area and people, but it's about lives being changed, Ryan. And I've seen that personally in my life through things that include this radio station, and I've seen that in other people's lives. And that really does excite me about what has happened to spread the good news of Jesus Christ, which is really what our mission is here, proclaim the good news.
What are some of the things that you may see for the future of Kinship Radio?
Yeah, you know, we're going to have this campaign coming up this spring called Spring Up, and it's about six new radio stations that we've been granted licenses for throughout southern Minnesota and Iowa. And that, again, is about giving us the opportunity to spread the good news of Jesus Christ even further and to reach more people for Jesus. And so that is truly exciting. You know, the other thing that excites me is that it feels to me like we're in the middle of this awakening revival that's occurring right now within the body of Christ. And as that occurs, people are going to be searching for more and more of this kind of information, this kind of tapestry of worship and the word that we offer here at Kinship Radio. And I think that you're just going to see this ripple effect that continues to occur within the ministry that just allows people to do more kingdom building.
I have two types of people I'd like you to address, Tom. And that is, what would you like to say to some of our longtime listeners? And then the second part of that question is, maybe what would you like to say to someone who's like brand new? They just turned on the radio and like, ooh, what's this Kinship Radio?
Yeah, so longtime listeners, because I am one of those now, is that our process of growth, of how the Lord wants us to grow in understanding what our mission is here, is critical, right, to why we're still here, to live as Christ, to die as gain. And so my prayer for the longtime listeners would be they continue to grow through what they hear in this ministry, through their church body, through scripture, through worship, just by becoming closer and closer to the Lord. For the new listeners, just a quick story goes back to 1994. That's when I first listened to Kinship Radio, and it was when my first wife was suffering from ovarian cancer, and turned on to it by a friend. Driving down the road, spent a lot of time on the road in my practice, and man, I tell you what, the way the ministry works in your heart, when you open your heart to it, is just amazing. And it's so for new listeners, I would say, give it a chance. Give it a chance. It really can make a difference.
I've been speaking with Tom Wetzel, one of our board members here at Kinship Radio, and I really appreciate you taking your time to talk with me today, Tom, and all the work you and the rest of the board does.
Yeah, and let's pray for another great 40 years ahead for Kinship Radio.